T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get started, shall we?
You know what today is?
Okay, let me think. What's today? Tuesday?
Tuesdays are better.
Good morning.
You're up early.
Good morning.
The early bird.
Right.
Early bird.
That's an expression.
I've learned a lot of expressions. Don't count your chickens, a bird in the hand. You people learn a lot of lessons from birds.
You should see us flip them while we're in traffic.
Who's ready for the show?
I was born ready.
Let's go.
Okay.
Showtime.
Yeah, let's get it underway. The Tuesday edition with yours truly, the attack dog of the right. The bombastic loud mouth of the South, the president, not to mention dean, of Insensitivity University, where our specialty is non-politically correct studies. Great debate last night for the South Carolina Senate 6 seat, a GOP debate amongst the three candidates running to fill that position. From the departed William Timmons, who, of course, won the seat to replace Trey Gowdy as our 4th District Congressional Representative in Washington. Will Timmons will join us for a Tuesday with Timmons coming up right after 5 today. We're going to find out about his requests for committee assignments, which ones he actually has received, if those are solidified yet, and get his take on President Trump and the shutdown battle that goes on in Washington. So, should be a biggie today. And, of course, you're here, which makes all the difference. This is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063.com. So the left wants to talk about border security and building the wall being a, quote, manufactured crisis, end quote. If anybody would recognize a manufactured crisis, it would be the left. Because the liberal media, which is almost all media in its entirety, except for conservative talk radio and a few websites, Breitbart and others, they're all in unison suffering from TDS, severe case of TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. Anything Trump does is bad, including feeding the Clemson national champion football team fast food at the White House last night. Oh, it's demeaning. Oh, that sends the wrong message to give these young people fast food. Yeah, I mean, you know it's reached the ludicrous point. Look, you know, the partial government shutdown includes the kitchen at the White House. They're not going to be able to whip up pâté de foie gras. They're not going to be able to come up with pheasant under glass, you know, when the kitchen is shut. All right? So the president, who, by the way, is not taking any salary, who donates his salary back to various government agencies. So the president whips out his checkbook, goes out and buys 1,000 burgers, and feeds those. Mickey D's, Wendy's, a couple others to the national championship team. And the left, predictably, gets their panties all in a wad. Well, what did the players think about the president's solution to feeding them when they came to the White House yesterday? Who is this, TMZ? Yeah, TMZ had a reporter and a camera out by Lafayette Park, right outside the White House, across the street from the White House, and they caught Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence as he came out of the White House, and they asked him, hey, what'd you think of the White House dinner?
Hey, Trevor, how was the food inside?
was awesome. We had McDonald's and everything. It was good.
It was awesome. We had McDonald's and everything. It was good. By the way, you know how much food was left over? Nada. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nothing. We're talking a bunch of big, young, hungry athletes. You think they didn't devour all that food that the president sent out for last night? Jeez. But look, you know, they're looking for any excuse they can find, and when they don't have one, they make one up. In on the text line, good afternoon, Bobby Mack. Just got back from the VA in Asheville. I've been blessed, I guess, because always great service. And yes, it is another beautiful day in Greer. Gotcha. Still, Bob, I mean, some barbecue or some steak and shrimp would have been okay, too. It's not like our great president can't afford to buy something like that for the national championship team. Yeah, but it's short notice. I mean, he'd been on the road. He just got back from speaking to that farm group. That's not to say he doesn't have staff that could have done that. But look, again, you know, these are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. What kind of food do you think they like? Now, granted, you know, Big Macs may not be on the training table for Dabo and crew, but do you think these guys don't grab fast food when they can? Of course. Bobby, Trump did have a pheasant under glass. They fed it a Big Mac, and it really liked it. Yeah. Well, you know, it's that special sauce. Cheese, onions, sesame seed bun. What's not to like? Bob, so the NFL is going to NFL is going to depend on the federal government for security at the Super Bowl. Leave it to a black liberal female police officer chief in Atlanta getting in a subtle jab at the president over the government shutdown. Give me a break. Yeah, well, as I just got through saying, you know, they're looking for any excuse they can find. Bobby, Trump should have served Clemson's players borscht and Stoli vodka. Liberals' heads would have exploded. Many of the players on this Clemson team, I would remind you, are not of legal age to drink. All right. Now, yesterday on the program, I mentioned this Rasmussen poll, their daily tracking poll, that now has the president at a 42% approval rating. So I did a deeper dive into the Rasmussen poll. Two-thirds of those polled also said securing the border is of primary importance to them. So how do you quantify those two numbers? Because the only one who's pushing to do something about the border is, of course, President Trump. Well, today, the latest tracking poll from IBD/TIPP, the IBD tip, polling data. By the way, I would remind you, they're the only ones that correctly predicted the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Only ones who had it right. Latest tracking poll finds that public disdain for the Russia probe intensifies as the president's approval rating, what? Climbs. The nationwide survey of 903 adults, that's nearly twice as many as Rasmussen uses, finds that despite the government shutdown for which the anti-Trump media is blaming the president, his job approval rating jumped 2 points last month from 40 to 42, with 54% saying they disapprove. Though 54% of the public disapprove of how Trump is doing his job, 51% agree the president's opponents are using the ongoing special counsel investigation, that's Mueller, into alleged Trump-Russia collusion as a way to delegitimize the 2016 presidential election. So people are getting it. They're saying, look, this is a witch hunt. Here we are 18 months, all going on 2 years down the road, and they've got nada? And now what are they leaking out? Well, don't expect much from the Mueller report. And according to the pollster, those opponents include the media. That includes most independents, 52%, vast majority of Republicans, 70%, and the poll found that almost a third of Democrats agree with this statement. that the whole Mueller probe is nothing but a way to delegitimize the president's election. Overall, only 44% disagreed. The fellow who directed the poll said in a statement that a majority of Americans understand that the real goal of the opposition and the media is to delegitimize the outcome of the 2016 election and remove Trump from office one way or the other. There you go. So that's encouraging. You know, people are starting to pay attention. It's taken a while, but people are starting to pay attention and saying, hey, you know, nothing to see here. Move along. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here on this Tuesday and then right back on the other side. And I go to the phones for the first time. Bruce in Simpsonville is standing by. We'll check in with him and get the phones working here on Tuesday. Be right back. What's that on your feet? Ah, those shoes. Oh, yeah. 321 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Tuesday, day before Threesday edition, in on the text line. Bobby Mack, President Trump should have fed Clemson's kids from Chick-fil-A's 6 Washington, D.C. stores. I'm surprised the local government in D.C. hasn't shut down Chick-fil-A. Bobby, why are people so angry over what Trump served Clemson? They requested it, and he paid for it. Bob, if only POTUS had served the reporters Happy Meals, would have been a knockout punch to the leftists. Yeah, you're right. They missed a bet on that one. Ooh, a toy. Bobby, I would think some of the players may feel special that the president of the United States himself bought them dinner. There you go. This just in, Theresa May, the British prime minister, is in heap big trouble, as Elizabeth Warren would say. Parliament has just rejected Theresa May's Brexit deal by a record vote. Man. 432 to 202. Brutal. British lawmakers rejecting British Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal by a huge margin, plunging UK politics into crisis 10 weeks before the country is due to leave the European Union. House of Commons voted 432 to 202 today against the deal struck between Britain's government and the EU in November. Legislators from both pro-EU and pro-Brexit sides of Britain's political divide rejected May's entreaties to back the deal and deliver on citizens the June 2016 vote to leave the 28-nation bloc. The defeat leaves May's leadership wobbling and the government with just a few days until Monday to come up with a plan B. Meantime, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has tabled a motion of no confidence in Theresa May's government, so we'll see there. Wouldn't surprise me if there isn't relatively quickly a no-confidence vote, which would mean that they'll stand for new elections in the U.K. over the exit of Britain, of the U.K., from the European Union. As promised, to the phones we go. Lead-off batter today is Bruce, who is in Simpsonville and wants to talk about the food choice at the White House. Hi, Bruce, and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bobby. Back in the 80s when Hugo hit, well, you know, everybody knows it's been to a Clemson game that the Highway Patrol works the traffic and the security outside the stadium.
Correct.
But when Hugo hit, all those guys had to go down to the coast, which left them short during a Clemson game. So I was working with Greenville County, and they solicited our help.
Right.
Had to be over early. And we got to eat breakfast for the football players to eat. And we got to eat the same breakfast that the football players eat. And we had steak and eggs and grits and biscuits and fruit and as much of it as we wanted.
Yummy.
The boys eat good. They eat real good. And they all know the people that's whining about it. Well, they're going to whine about anything. So
well, sure. You're right.
Those guys, they can eat all kind of junk because they burn it. They use it. They burn it.
You bet they do.
You know, I'm so freaking tired. I don't watch news anymore. We unhooked. We're on the stick now, so I get local news. And I watch 21.
Right.
But the only news I get now is from y'all, from the radio.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Facebook. Some poor friend made the mistake of chiming behind the media, and she was last night on Facebook, and she was lambasted.
Oh, boy.
But people see it. People are just sick of it. When the media goes and reacts like this, everybody knows what they're trying to do. And I think they're doing more damage to themselves than anything.
Yeah, I think they are, too. I think they are incentivizing Trump's base to stand up and defend him, not only on this partial government shutdown, but everything that goes along with it, because they understand, you know, it's Trump versus the world.
Yep. I know. We know. Then we're just going to let him do what he does, and I love him. And I've got to get out of this house and enjoy talking to you. Enjoy your show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it very much. Good to have you here today. Where was that one? Yeah, here it is. Bobby, if President Trump had fed him anything fancy, the media would have called him out for being out of touch with a common man. Yeah. Bobby, the media would have crucified Trump if he'd served steak. The optics would have been terrible. Poor government employees don't get paychecks, but Clemson football players get steak. Yeah, right. Bobby, maybe fast food was the best option available? Just a question that came to mind. That's certainly a factor. I'm curious, Bob, being a Democrat/union-controlled city that D.C. is, are there contracts in place prohibiting Trump from hiring another banquet caterer? Probably. Wouldn't surprise me. Bob, liberals hate the president's dinner idea because Obama didn't think of it. They're a bunch of elitist snobs. Yeah, and worse. Bob, am I the only one that remembers when Obama took an ambassador to a barbecue joint? And if I'm not mistaken, I think the ambassador was a Muslim. Hello? Bob, regarding the Clemson White House dinner last night, is it true that Trump is going to get Taco Bell to pay for it? That's funny. That's funny. Bobby, 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. There's somebody with a good memory. Back in the day, in the heyday of rock and roll radio, this was, early 70s. We had a contest where we gave away Big Macs when the Big Mac jingle was brand new. If you could call in and you could sing the jingle, you know, the 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. If you could sing that, then you got a free Big Mac. Bob, once again, we fall prey to the media focus. A wonderful visit to the White House and a chance to meet the president, and the priority of the media is the food? Yeah, got a point. Got a point. Bob, the prime minister's deal with EU was nothing more than South Carolina not using Common Core. They would just change the name, but not the content. Yeah, great analogy from Jason in Greer. That's exactly right. The name would change, but everything would remain the same, trade and everything else. And that's not what the people of the UK voted for. They voted remove themselves from the European Union. Bobby, it seems to me clearly the people who have a problem with the meal have an entitlement issue. Everyone complaining about a stupid burger can't see the forest for the trees. These young men just got to meet the most powerful man in the world and stand in a room that few have an opportunity to. To have been given no food would still be an honor to be recognized by the leader of the greatest nation on the planet. Hello, Bobby. That was funny. Elizabeth Warren saying, British Prime Minister in heat big trouble. And I think that catches me up with the text line. By the way, speaking of these poor government workers, we have a solution for them that we'll share with you a bit later in this hour to give them a bit of relief. It's heartrending, as the media constantly tells us. It's heartrending what these federal employees are having to go through. So we have created the Bobby Mac furloughed employee survival tip line. We'll share that with you as we proceed along. 3:30 and Annie's next in the news center.
Work.
Yep. Unlike federal employees, we all slave away each day. Yours truly, Bobby Mack in the air chair. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the button, screening the calls, making sure the trains run on time. And little Annie in the news center, keeping you up to date with the breaking news of the day.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is. And you're a part of it when you're along here on the show. Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Text Line, 71307. Bob thought the Dems wanted to save the planet, yet they keep their engine running. See what they did there, Moneypenny? Yeah, it's not bad. Worked in an Elizabeth Warren joke. Bobby, I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57 in French fried potatoes, big kosher pickle, and a cold draft beer. Here's the team that won all year. Clemson in. Gotcha. Bob, all Forrest Gump got when Alabama went to the White House was a measly dozen Dr. Peppers. Bob, yet another example of Trump's genius. The fast food, getting more chatter than any other choice he could have made. And the haters' heads are exploding. Yeah, they are. Bob, I remember the Big Mac ingredients radio contest. I won a Big Mac back in the day on WTOB 1380 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Could it have been you doing the DJing? No, by the time that contest came along, I was doing it at 56 WHBQ. Memphis, an RKO radio station. Government stripped RKO of all their licenses because they were owned by General Tire and Rubber Company, and they'd been paying off a bunch of politicians in South America for something or other, tire manufacturing, and they ended up losing all their stations. Holy cow. Bob, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. Gotcha. Hey, where's the beef, for that matter? Bob, they should be happy that Trump didn't pay for the fast food with food stamps. Would have cut into the funds of the liberal Democrats. Yeah. Bob, if Trump had served an expensive meal, the media would have complained, oh, he's spending too much money during the shutdown. That's right. The poor, disenfranchised, suffering terribly, furloughed federal employees. To the rescue! Not to worry. To the rescue, the Bobby Mack furloughed employee survival tip line.
Hello, and welcome to the Agency of Federally Furloughed Employee Survival Tip Line. We realize you have been working without pay for several weeks now. Thank you for your service. If you are low on funds and need help financially surviving the government shutdown, please stay on the line for money-saving tips. A gallon of whole milk can easily become 4 gallons of skim milk when cut with water. Speaking of cutting water, have you considered not showering during your furlough? Yeah. A shower can use as much as 30 gallons per bathing session. May we suggest a car air freshener instead? Nothing beats the fresh, piney smell of the inside of a taxi cab.
You bet.
Thank you for calling the Agency of Federally Furloughed Employee Survival Tip Line. Please call back tomorrow for more survival tips.
So we hope that will serve to assist all of you poor disenfranchised federal employees out there. By the way, what are the Democrats up to while the shutdown is going on? Mainstream media largely ignored a Democrat Party trip to the beaches of beautiful Puerto Rico over the weekend in the midst of the partial government shutdown that journalists are doing their best to describe as a tragedy for federal workers. You got pictures of Bob Menendez, who has no business still being in the Senate. This guy was the payola king for trips to Puerto Rico and girls and all that. So you got a picture of Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey, on the beach at a resort in Puerto Rico on day 22 of the partial government shutdown. A bunch of Democrats. How many of them went? Not as many as the lobbyists who are there. Yeah, here we go. 30 Democrats and their families and 109 lobbyists and corporate executives staying at an expensive hotel. Of course, nothing but the best for our elected officials. And they enjoyed a performance of Hamilton featuring its creator. What rooms go for in this hotel? $250 a night and up, I think is what I saw. And the tickets to Hamilton were like $350. And this is not, you know, the only example of the politicians treating themselves with largesse while the teeming masses they claim to care so much about, the federal employees, are going without pay temporarily. They're going to get paid at the end. And they can get loans from their credit union to tide them over in the meantime. What's a big deal? A group of California lawmakers took a trip to Hawaii with utility companies last year. Meantime, as wildfires wreaked havoc in their state. During the junket, representatives from utility companies discussed with the bipartisan group of lawmakers. They're from California. How could they be bipartisan? What do they got left? They got one Republican left in California anymore? With the group of lawmakers, just how much responsibility they should bear for wildfires, even as PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, could be on the hook for several billions of dollars in damages for fires it caused over the past few years. And so meantime, Tom Daley, Frank Bigelow, a bunch of other people you never heard of that are all California politicians, they're all hobnobbing with the utility company they regulate in California. Oh, wait a second. This just in. Hand in glove. How's this for a smooth segue? Democrat politicians going to Hawaii with a bunch of utility company people. Pacific Gas and Electric has announced today they intend to file bankruptcy. Chapter 11. The company, California's largest investor-owned utility, 16 million companies, 70,000 square miles in northern and central California, they face at least $30 billion in potential liability costs stemming from wildfires in 2017 and 18. Many allegedly started by the company's equipment that have led state officials to doubt the safety of the company's electric distribution system. I don't know why it would lead them to that conclusion. By the way, that big camp fire they had recently in California, there's a guy in Arizona that has a fleet of aircraft that they use to fight forest fires, and he offered for free in the early days of that camp fire before it really got rolling to bring his planes over and help to extinguish the blaze. Refused. Because California doesn't allow single-engine firefighting aircraft. I guess a single-engine aircraft might damage the snail darter. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick break here and right back with more as we roll on here on Tuesday.
Who are you?
I am the attack dog of the right. The president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. So I'm watching news last night. I was watching the 10 o'clock news at Fox Carolina. They did a nice piece, by the way, on the GOP-sponsored debate that we had last night at BJU. And thanks to all the folks who came out. We had a good crowd. This was a debate among the three candidates for one Senate seat. Not, you know, whole upstate, whole state, nothing. Just one district. And good turnout. And we appreciate the enthusiasm of the voters in coming out to support that last night. So I think it was also, it was either there or one of the other newscasts that I saw, a story about the SCDOT pothole hotline. Yeah, call the SCDOT call center and get that pothole fixed. Rick Brundrett writing at the Nerve today. Last week, SCDOT announced it was launching a pothole blitz to repair what it contends is a growing number of potholes statewide brought on by recent heavy rains. It's expected that these additional efforts will take several weeks before we return to normal activities, said Leland Colvin, DOT Deputy Secretary for Engineering, on Facebook. In the first full year of the gas tax hike law, which you recall took effect July 1, 2017, DOT claims it patched about 411,000 potholes statewide, with another 10 million to go, according to its fiscal 2018 annual report. If accurate, that worked out to be an average of about 10 repaired potholes for every mile of state-maintained roads. However, the Nerve has reviewed DOT's customer service center records, and found that the department filled far fewer potholes over the past three fiscal years through calls to the center. For its pothole blitz, the agency is encouraging the public to use the call center or make online requests to report potholes. From fiscal 2016, July 1, 2015, through the last fiscal year, which ended June 30, the center received a total of 3,197 requests to have potholes fixed, with the number of annual requests topping 47% over the period. This according to a spreadsheet of calls obtained by the Nerve using a Freedom of Information Act request. Just over 1,000 requests during the period came from Richland County. Coincidentally, that is where DOT is headquartered. The next largest number, 478, originated in neighboring Lexington County. DOT spent a total of $1,083,342 over the period to fix the reported problems, though the records didn't specify the number of potholes filled. The annual amount spent dropped 63% by the end of last fiscal year. The South Carolina Policy Council, parent organization of the Nerve, has contended that the law was written in a way to allow DOT to divert revenues to the State Transportation Infrastructure Bank, the STIB, to pay bond debts. The Nerve reported last month that under a bill by State Senator Nikki Seltzer, Democrat of Lexington, millions could be siphoned from a main source of revenue under the gas tax hike law to be used for widening interstates. There you go. To the phones we go. Gerald is next up. He is in Cowpens. Hi, Gerald, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, sir. Hey, Bobby, you can talk about these crooked politicians till you blue in the face or your head explodes. There's nothing we can do about it. You can't vote them out. So you say, well, you need to go vote. You can't vote them out. The system's rigged, and if women have an uprising, they'd probably declare martial law and mow us down in the street.
Well, I would certainly hope we don't reach that dramatic conclusion.
Well, I don't either, sir, but you know, we're in some wicked days, my friend.
Well, we could vote them out. John Warren started his campaign, I think, about 3 months too late, because had he begun and had that additional 90 days or so to campaign, I mean, John Warren essentially swept the upstate in the GOP gubernatorial primary. He didn't do as well in the middle part of the state and the lower part of the state because they didn't know who he was. These guys better watch their back.
Appreciate you taking my call, brother.
My pleasure. Thank you, Gerald. And I share your frustration, and many do. We do feel as if the deck is stacked against us. Bobby, I'd like to request the patching of the entire width of Highway 25, Greenwood to Greenville. Someone is going to die if that road doesn't get fixed. Bob, doesn't Bobby De Niro have a resort down there in Puerto Rico? Did those slackers stay there with him? Are you kidding? When the lobbyists are paying for 250 and up per night hotel rooms? Fat chance. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way, and so's the next keyword in the $1,000 bankroll contest.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!